One of my biggest pet peeves is the phrase, "I'm bored." I'm not saying a person can't be bored or that boredom doesn't happen, but it is way overused today, usually by younger people, which probably is some sort of an indictment of younger folks as well as an indictment of me in some way. Irrespective, I don't get folks that express "I'm bored" as easily as some of us breathe. Closer to home, for me, is that my youngest daughter uses this phrase as a part of her repertoire. To her credit, I've heard it less in recent years, but it still escapes her lips, within range of me hearing, more than I'd care for it to. Usually, it's met with suggestions at cures she doesn't care for. Just the other night she said those words, to which my wife responded, "Go put the dishes away." Perhaps responses such as that are why I've heard her say it less often lately. I bring this up because my opportunities to hear her say it have increased. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has its staff working from home, as are many across a myriad of occupations now. And my daughter's at home because school's out for the time being. As such, she and I are around each other more hours than is normally the case. Here's hoping you're not dealing with much in the way of "I'm bored," whether from others around you or for yourself. There's always something to do, some activity or hobby, that we're often cheated out of time to pursue, and maybe now's the time to reconnect. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Before we get going on this today, I'd offer up that everyone's different. Also, some are working from home, such as what my office is doing, but others simply have more time on their hands. Irrespective, most of us have more time at home, whether it's a little or a lot. I'm going to lean on activities that are based in the outdoors because this is Field Notes, and also activities that I tend to favor, which often dovetails with outdoor activities. That doesn't mean what I share today is all there is by any stretch. Whatever it is that gets you going, whether outdoors or indoors, that's absolutely a good thing. The goal is simply to suggest that what may be longer periods of downtime or time alone, don't let it be a discouragement. Use that time to dive back into, or maybe into for the first time, those activities you've either enjoyed before or have thought of trying. I've met a lot of people who can say that they have this or that as a hobby, only to follow it up with a comment along the lines of, "Well, I used to enjoy doing that, but it's been a while though." So take the time, if you have it, to rediscover a beloved activity, whatever that activity might be. One thing I'd like to do, and have been doing some, is a combination of cleaning, organizing, and downsizing. That's not to suggest I live in anything that looks like an episode of Hoarders. But I'll admit there are often times I don't stay on top of things the way I should, and I'm specifically talking about my gear as it pertains to the outdoors. A lot of falling behind is tied to the calendar. If there's some season in play, say fall moose or winter caribou, I'm a lot more likely to kick certain things to the curb with the idea that I'll get to them later. Well, the coming weeks look like later is either here or will be soon. So that bill is coming due. It's time to take the time to organize, clean, and store certain types of gear properly, such as camping gear or my reloading gear, for example. It also means getting my small workshop cleaned and reorganized. Recently, it's been used for hanging meat. It's time to convert it from a locker back into a usable workspace. Which brings me to my next activity. I'd like to use a bit of time to build something. I haven't built anything of late, discounting another shooting stand. It's not like I'm some master builder either. My skills are somewhat pedestrian, at best, when it comes to creating things from raw materials, at least where woodworking is concerned. I can even tell you the first thing I want to build. I want to build a nice gun rest. I'm talking about the type of thing that cradles a rifle during such things as cleaning a gun, mounting a scope, or performing routine maintenance. I do not currently have such a device. I've considered buying one on Amazon, but a part of me wants to build one so I can tailor it to my anticipated needs. having a bit more time at home and a clean shop in which to work would sure help that to happen. Some of what I'm sharing I believe I shared on a previous episode years ago about things to do when the weather is bitter cold, dangerously so. This isn't that, but boy, there sure can be some overlap. In the spirit of that, any extra time is always a good time to spend some time at my reloading bench, and I have some specific things I'd like to target, pun intended. My daughter and I were supposed to be headed to Africa next month. That's now been kicked down the road a ways. It'll still happen. It just won't happen this April. Because of that trip, I'd been spending a lot of time at the bench anyway. I found a dandy load for my daughter's rifle. She shoots nice, tight groups with it. I'm still looking for the magic load for my Savage 99 and 308, which was the gun I was hoping to take. I also have some load development I'd like to do for my 280, my 300 Win Mag, and my 35 Remington. If I'm being honest, there's always something to be done at the reloading bench and, by connection, at the range. Those who hand load know what I'm talking about. For those that don't, if it's ever been an activity you've considered trying, now might be a great time. That connection I mentioned, time at the range, that can be something good to do with some extra time. While that introduces the possibility of needing to social distance if others are at the range, the fact is most of the time I've been there, it's a fairly lonely place, especially in winter. Once in a while someone comes or goes, but even then it's not like you're very close or chummy. The other part of it is you're constrained to the hours that it's open, but range time is always time well spent, even when it drives me absolutely batty because a particular load doesn't do what I think it will. Such is life. I'm of the opinion that all of us benefit from more time spent at the range, whether it's because we hunt, or home defense, or just because shooting's fun. The more we shoot, the more proficient we become, and that's a good thing. With my shop cleaned out, I can maybe get to a few taxidermy projects I've not had time for. I still have several antler mounts to do, for myself and friends, and a couple of fish projects maybe. A buddy has been rumbling about wanting to get a king done for his son, so it might not hurt to inventory what I have on hand in the way of supplies, as I haven't worked on fish in a while. Taxidermy is another really cool outdoor-related activity that can be fun to learn. If you've ever wondered, well, there's no time like the present to learn. I'm self-taught, and if I can do it, I'm pretty sure most anyone else could make it happen. At any rate, I do have that handful of projects to maybe get around to. I don't know how it is for you, but I get these urges to indulge in something that allows me to express myself in a creative way. Taxidermy offers fulfillment in that regard, but there's other things to do as well. Painting and sketching can be terrific activities, whether tied to the outdoors or otherwise. I paint, and probably far less than I should, and thoroughly enjoy my time when I do. I prefer acrylics. Oils are one of the few things in this life that I don't have the patience for. I like to keep printed photos on hand that I use to paint from. These photos might be scenes or depict things happening outside, such as friends fishing or rafting a river or different types of wildlife. I sketch these onto the canvas and use them as a springboard for what I paint. Writing is another creative outlet that can be fun and rewarding. Maybe in the coming weeks, you'll have the time to indulge in a few things that you've been putting off. As they say, there's no time like the present. Probably, it wouldn't hurt to start thinking ahead. One example is taking stock of your fishing gear, with summer just around the corner. I'm thinking of sport fishing gear, rods, reels, lures, and such. But the same is probably true of subsistence and commercial fishing, too. It's a great time to give thought to replacing worn-out gear, getting stuff ordered, and having things ready to go when the water is open and the fish are here. Reading is always a great thing to do. Of course, I say that as someone who can't imagine life without books. And those books can certainly be tied to the outdoors. One of the most recent books I finished was Death in the Long Grass by Peter Hathaway Capstick. If you've not read it, I found it to be a riot. He has a way with words and a great sense of humor. Mr. Capstick was a successful Wall Street sort who threw it all away to pursue his life's dream of being a professional hunter in Africa. He wrote a number of books, and Death in the Long Grass was the first. I've read some criticisms in places, such as hunting forums, on his writing, claiming he took stories belonging to others and made them his own. That may be, I don't know. But I do know he had a way with words, and how he related experiences, described details, and integrated humor. I very much look forward to reading another of his books. I'd like to reiterate that activities I've shared today have been tied to the outdoors or things that I enjoy. Some of them may or may not resonate with some of you. Because we live where we do, I tend to think that a fair number of folks load for their firearms or fish or do some of the things that I like to participate in. That said, whatever you like to do, skiing, hiking, sewing, snow going, better get busy, the clock's ticking on that one, collecting stamps, model railroading, whatever it is. If you have a bit of extra time you weren't planning on, maybe that's something of a gift to revel in or rediscover something that brought you a lot of joy in the past. Give it every effort to exhaust all possibilities before falling back on the phrase, "I'm bored." For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.